The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
All right, well, welcome to Geek Life HQ. According to Justin, it's a solid 19 this time.
Recording in process.
It's a solid 19.
One night. Totally
so we're up an inch from last week.
That's with the special glasses on, though.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to listen to us with special glasses on.
Well, the penis joke goes from what Justin sent me today from Jin Yang saying he wants to start a website of celebritypenises.org or something like that.
With size.
Well, yeah, but he's going to charge them so that if you like a celebrity wants their dick to be really big, you have to pay him $5,000.
It's a smart move. I like his business model.
Then I said, I liked how he said he has to be annually or you go down an inch.
But he's pretty nice. Everybody starts off at 2.
Yeah, everybody starts out at 2, and then if you want to go up, it's 5,000 for every 4 inches, he said.
Yep.
Yeah. Speaking of dicks, though, dude, you guys see Flea's dick in that Woodstock 99 or what?
Yeah, man, that's a good segue, finally watched dude. Woodstock 99, and we definitely saw Flea's dick.
The end of it, dude, he's like jamming, and it's like you just, like, it goes whoop. I had to pause
it. What's that? There's like a quote. It's like, I've seen the best of my generation brought to flames or something like that. It was a quote about World War I, and I was just watching this, and I'm like, holy crap, man. That gave me flashbacks to high school of all the people I did not like.
Well, all I know is I've seen a lot of Flea in documentaries this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was in that one, and he's also in the new Hulu one about the Lakers.
Oh, yeah, because he's a big Lakers fan.
Yeah. He doesn't show his dick in that one, though.
He's also a fan of showing his dick.
Like, yeah.
And that dude's pretty fucking, like, for it being soft, that dude's got a big old dick, dude.
Matt's got some penis in
him. He's not a grower, dude. I can tell you that. That motherfucker's a shower, dude. Huge fucking dick, dude.
Well, dude, now you know when that fucking bass is wailing, it's just his dick going. He's just flopping his dick on top.
Slapping the bass. Slapping the bass.
He's just slapping the bass. He's just taking off. It's like.
Well, I mean, in his defense, he is probably one of the ugliest men ever.
Yeah. That big old tooth gap.
He is pretty ugly, man. But
he's like a pug face dude. You
know? He looks like a crackhead.
He is a crackhead, dude. He likes all kinds of drugs and shit. Yeah.
He looks like he hangs out with Biff in the future.
Probably, like, the only reason he's still alive is because he has access to, like, money and good drugs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Kind of like Keith Richards.
That's why Jackass is still around.
Keith Richards' conventional weapons can't kill him.
No, they can't. You need to know they can't. Go on.
But, yeah, Woodstock 99, man, after Flea's dick, and then you just see that old guy going... Well, if it wasn't for Limp Bizkit, everything would have been fine.
Dude, Limp Bizkit did what they were paid to do, bro. And it's not their fault. They didn't have security, and they paid, like, peace officers, and they went cops and shit. It's like, all right, you fucking hippie. Like, fuck. Pay some fucking cops to keep law and order, because that's what their fucking job is.
Well, no, dude, it's not even the hippie guy. It's the fucking old, fat, bald dude that's just like, everything was fine.
Yeah.
Even that guy was just such a piece of shit. Even when they were like, there was like so many rapes. He's like, well, there was only like 4, considering the numbers. That's some pretty good statistics.
He did say that, actually. Yeah. Like.
Yeah, but there was also reports there was like rapes in the mosh pit and like gang rape. It's like, come on, bro. That didn't happen. I'm sure some chick got her tits grow up. Yeah, that's not right. But like, there was no rapes, dude.
That's the thing. It was one of those things where like, during that time, that was something that was very real, and it was something where it's like it happened, and it was like what do? You warn people about it. You're like, hey, be careful if you're going up, you know, the crowds hurt and stuff like that. Like, you warn people, like, if you're there with like chicks, you know, you're like, oh yeah, hey, be careful because this could happen. But it's a real thing, you know. I don't know how to tell you that a crowd is going to behave itself.
that crowd definitely not, because there was no law and order there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they had some interesting points too in this documentary, because they were talking about how they were literally gouging everybody. You know, $150 for 3-day tickets. They're gouging you like $8 for a bottle of water.
Well, no, the prices went up. They went from $8 on Friday to $12.
I think it was 4 to 8 to 12, right? Yeah,
something like that. Yeah,
it was crazy. It is nuts. You know, and I remember wanting to go, and then a friend of mine went, and you know, he's like, "Oh, I had a good time and all that," and I'm like, "Geez, you know,
you're like, geez, what about the rape?"
He's like, guess how many boobs I saw. Three.
Yeah, he told me he had great time in this van. I don't know, weird. That's
good. But I woke up and my ass was killing me after that rave party.
Yeah, exactly.
I like how you said rape party. I thought it was a rave party. Damn.
We got fat boy Slim.
You shouldn't have taken those drugs.
Your buddy was like that scene in Old School. He's like, I'm here for the gangbang.
Yeah, exactly. He was Todd Phillips, the director of the Joker.
I'm here for the gangbang, huh?
Oh man, that's awesome.
Oh yeah, those guys were just some greedy.
That first night with Korn was insane.
Yeah.
And then the next day when they had Limp Bizkit on it, I'm like, holy crap, man. And well, I was not a big Limp Bizkit.
They were like all the three guys who set it up were just laying blame on everyone but themselves for being greedy, fucking money hungry fucks, dude.
They had no idea about these acts at all. You know, like they didn't even vet them. You know,
I just want to know what's with every crowd's like theme song being Rage Against the Machine. Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
I don't know.
Even it brought watching that brought back memories when me and Matt were photographing NATO.
Yeah.
And all, dude, the crowd shouting, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. I'm like, I've been in one of those crowds before.
Yeah, I've been actually in that crowd.
Chicago police van run over all those people.
Yep. So, yeah, we were in Chicago, so they had the batons and all that shit already out.
Yeah, once they started cracking skulls, we're like, yeah, it's time to go.
Yeah.
I'm not getting beat.
Yeah, once they circled around us, we're like, we got to go.
Like, oh, this seems like a good plan.
And then we're going to win. And then we just did the Wayne and Garth. We just grabbed our press passes. Excuse me, I'd like to get bad now.
Pretty much, dude.
So you were just out there filming for like during a riot?
It was the NATO protest when they did NATO in Chicago. I was shooting for some newspaper and
like, I don't know, it's supposed to be big. Chicago something or other.
Some newspaper said you want to shoot it. I said sure.
He really wanted pictures of Spider-Man.
I wanted pictures of Spider-Man.
And he paid extra for pictures of Spider-Man's feet. Go figure. Bring me pictures of Spider-Man.
What would be like Spider-Man's feet, like bare feet? Or like
yeah,
his feet like in the costume, but up close.
I really just wanted to get a picture of Spider-Man coming because I want to know, does like web shoot out?
Yeah, of course.
Is Gwen Stacy like, oh my god, I'm stuck against the wall again. Thanks.
Yeah, that's how she died.
She's like, not in the face.
Well,
she couldn't breathe.
Spider caught himself a couple of flies.
Oh, jeez.
With my dick.
You know, I'm something of a dick myself.
Like, what if you became like a spider bit you? You became Spider-Man, but the only place you shoot web out is through your dick.
The costume would look very fucked up.
And the costume's assless chaps. And well, you fucking go around hip thrusting everywhere.
No, dude, it's a big traffic cone.
Don't like spiders shoot their web out of their ass anyway.
So what if that was your power? What if you had to have assless chaps to shoot the web out of your ass? Right?
I feel spider? Like you're really down on assless chaps. Have you not seen Armed and Dangerous?
No, but I'm just saying, like, that's like you'd have to have that as your uniform because the web's coming out somewhere down there.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, do spiders really shoot it, or do they just like connect it? Kind of.
They kind of both. It depends. Yeah. Like they don't shoot it like a gun, you know. But it like comes out and they'll like fling it with the legs, or some will like loop it into the air and it'll sail.
Oh, you're a fucking spider expert, dude.
Yeah, didn't you know that?
Didn't you know he's Spider-Man and shoots web out of his ass?
Yeah, exactly.
Every time you come in, Justin's just hanging from his ass. So, besides watching Flea's Dick and Woodstock 99, I tuned into Matt's channel. He was going around the country doing his new game show, Does It Fit in the Bonneville?
Oh, yeah. Everything fits in that.
He's like, ton of fish? Does it fit? It fits in the Bonneville.
Did you drive through the area where Woodstock was on your trip?
I don't even know, dude.
Rome, New York?
I don't think so.
No? Yeah.
I went straight south from like Rochester to Pennsylvania. So if I did, it wasn't off the highway.
Pennsylvania is some weird country when you start getting into like the deep woods of Pennsylvania.
I liked it, dude. Like, here's the thing. I flew to New York not meaning to drive back. Okay? But like my mom and my stepdad are moving to Texas and they have like fucking 10 cars. So it was like,
he's not joking, literally 10
cars. Yeah, no, I saw the pictures.
When Justin said, like, he texted me, why don't you just drive a car back? And I was like, well, why didn't I fucking just think of that? So I got there not meaning to want to do that, but then I mentioned it, and he was like, yeah, it's a great idea. It'll save me a trip, and, like, you know, I don't have to do it. I'm like, all right, you know.
You're like, but I get to keep this bird cage.
I was like, I get to take anything I want out of your house and put it in the back of the Bonneville, and I get to keep it. And that's what I did.
Did he give you any rock shirts is the question.
And that's when Matt's game show started. Does it fit in the Bonneville?
Yeah, dude. But like, fuck that drive, dude. 2 days. I was in the car. I left at 6:30 on Tuesday morning. I drove all day. Stopped maybe like twice for gas, a couple times to piss. And then I get into, I check into the hotel in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Because I stayed there before. I'm like, I'm making it to that fucking hotel. I'll make it. It's like halfway.
Did you stay to Crackton where a guy rearranged his BMW 12 times?
I didn't stay at that hotel. This hotel was way up before. So, yeah. So I drove all day till 9:30. And then as soon as I hit the bed, dude, I fucking slept. And my alarm went off. I slept in the same position. Like, I laid down, woke up. And I'm like, I was stiff. Next day, I drove like 7:30. I didn't get home till 11. Because I hit rain. Obviously, I hit rain in like weird fucking Texas thunderstorms, like tornado conditions. Like, the temp dropped like 30 degrees. And I'm like, well, fuck. I guess I'm going to get taken by a tornado. Fuck it.
You're in a Bonneville. It's not going to touch that.
Yeah.
Tornado would have just blown right over you and it'd been like, what would have happened? That was a little harsh.
So what's so nerdy about that, dude? So like I tried to fucking like vlog it as I went in my Instagram feed. So I was like trying to like fucking take photos of shit while I was driving, and yeah, it's not recommended, man. Like 2 days.
I tuned into your Instagram stories when you stopped and you were like, the Mothman's real. Does he fit in the Bonneville?
He was a Flatwoods monster. And he know he
yeah, doesn't. The Flatwood.
Yeah.
It's not. He doesn't fit in.
He doesn't fit in the Bonneville, ladies.
I was wondering, is it like a Loch Ness monster or is it like a Bigfoot?
Does he pop out of the trees
and go into a monster? It's more like an alien.
Oh, he's not a Dracula?
No, he's like an alien.
Speaking of legendary monsters, did either of you get a chance to watch the new episode of What We Do in the Shadows?
No.
Yeah, we did. I watched it.
Did you watch it? Well, then, fuck it. I'm just going to ruin it for Justin.
Go ahead.
Andor and Laszlo fight the Jersey Devil.
No way.
And his giant balls. It really does have a low sack of balls.
It was all right, dude.
The episode kind of sucked, but dude, when they're fighting the Jersey Devil, I was cracking up.
Is the show getting any better?
All right.
Because it's really funny, but it seems like this, like the season after like that first one is just like,
yeah.
It's downhill, man. There's only so many scenarios that are good. I just think like the storyline, the seasonal arcs just suck, dude.
Yeah.
The first season was great, and then like the second season was like, And this like third season, right? Like it's just not good. It's like, where are they fucking taking this shit to? Like, come on.
Bring back the cursed hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, fighting the Jersey Devil, I thought was definitely a highlight since Jackie Daytona.
Oh, I love Jackie Daytona. And Mark Hamill too, to play off of Jackie Daytona.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just a regular human bartender.
That is the best episode for what we do in the show.
They should do a spinoff, like four episode spinoff of just like that of that. I would watch it.
Yeah, I fully agree.
Him just interacting and shit, like that's fucking four episodes of gold, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that would be great. They should just have a whole series where he just goes and does that. He moves off and just becomes Jackie Daytona, human bartender. Have that as the show.
You could say he's taking 100 years off from Nadja. Yeah. She's great, though. I love her, too.
You know? Nadja, she's okay, and Nandor's just whiny now.
Oh, is he?
Because what he was talking about was you took the big bedroom in the house when we moved in. It was in the agreement.
I think my favorite episode of this season so far is the one where they're like, fucking hypnotizing the school. Like,
yeah. Oh, fuck.
You know, and they keep doing
switching out the parents, and we're gay.
And then it's like a dead sow on like the fucking doll, and then it's like the doll and like a squirrel. It's like, what the fuck, dude?
Oh, fine. I'll be the fucking butler.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as long as it's still making you laugh, that's cool. It just seems like it's kind of jumping the shark, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
most of them are, I guess.
I mean, I liked this episode because, yeah, when they were talking about the Jersey Devil, even they were like, it's made up. How do you we told that to the people so that they would stop questioning about all the dead bodies in the woods. Then they're walking up and he comes out and they're like, oh shit, he's real.
That's good.
He was probably upset.
Honestly, the best character this year is Baby Colin Robinson.
I don't know. I think that's a wasted. Like Colin Robinson was so good. It's like they killed him, and like what for? Did you really bad CGI? Like the whole
fucking. Yeah, thing? I mean it is horrible CGI.
Like, come on, dude. Like, fuck.
Does he have like a big head, like a kid or something?
No, it's just like the face and the body sometimes just doesn't really match up and stuff like that.
It's just like why even pitch that? Like, it's not even a good idea.
Because he's got that Thor money, man. He don't care. He don't need your laughs. He's got pirate money.
Tiki Wahiti's like, whatever.
It's do what you want. Tiki Wahiti.
He's like, whatever. Just do whatever the fuck you want with the show. I don't give a fuck anymore.
He's like, guys, I got a good idea. It's Wizard of Oz. We're going to remake it. What are you doing? It's like,
he's like, yeah, the check's cash.
He's like, period. My name's Tiki Wahiti, human bartender.
Yeah. Director.
I'm like, no, stop that. Stop. Just don't. Matt, did you finally get to see Thor?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you haven't seen it? And Justin, you saw it?
I saw Thor's dick. I didn't see Thor.
No, that was Flea. I can understand how you would confuse them because they're both blonde. But I don't know. Isn't he bald? But
isn't it called Love and Thunder? Jesus. I thought that's what I was watching.
Yeah. That's it. That might have been a different Thor, though.
A different version of Love and Thunder.
Love and Thunder from Down Under.
No, I did not watch Thor.
Okay, I was just questioning that.
Fucking question. Did you motherfuckers watch Predator?
Yes. You mean Prey?
Prey, yeah, whatever.
I wanted to watch it, dude, but I just haven't had the time, dude.
Oh, yeah. You probably didn't have time last week.
Fucking watch it, dude. Make time.
I want to watch it. It looks good. I keep seeing more and more previews of it, and they keep showing more. Like I'm like, it looks really good,
dude. It is.
We down the rabbit hole of like, who did all the like, the effects and stuff and the makeup, and it's like,
oh, dude, the effects for that movie are fucking top notch.
They're really good.
Like there's because the best
that looks like a real dog.
Like, dude, the best. Well, the dog is real. But no, I like the part of the predator walking around the forest, like actually fighting all the animals in the forest.
Yeah, no,
he fucking
true.
He fights a snake, a wolf, a bear. Dude, that bear fight scene was the fucking tits.
It was good. Yeah, a lion too, right? Kind of like a lion. It's funny because
that was a wolf.
No, the you remember the lion when they're fighting?
Oh, well, that's
it was a liger.
No, he doesn't fight the lion.
It's a liger. His mystical powers.
He doesn't fight the lion. The Indian.
Oh, I thought he did too. Okay,
you can't say Indian, bro. God damn.
Engines. The engines fought the
Redskins.
Can we say that? I don't know. I think that do you know what it was? What Comanche was the?
Yeah, they're Comanche. Yeah,
yeah, because it's you can actually watch it.
Subtitled
in Comanche, I guess.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, they went back and did that.
I thought about it actually, you know, because I've seen it twice, and I'm like, maybe I would.
See, I got to give them credit. Like, all the Indian actors in the movie are actually all Indians. They didn't get like a white guy just with a tan.
In the 70s, the white guy played the Indian.
They didn't get Adam Sandler to play.
Well, they got Mexican guys in the like the spaghetti westerns and all that. They would get them or Italian guys.
And then they would be, and then they would say like, "Me smoke them the peace pipe and shit."
Yep.
Like what the fuck?
That might even be older than the 70s that like that, but yeah. I think you're right, but that's like maybe even earlier than the 60s. But.
Yeah, but the fucking Predator, dude.
Prey. Yeah, the 1880s, the movies of the 1880s.
Well, this movie takes place in 1790, right?
It does, yeah.
I do, and I love the throwback to Predator 2 at the end.
You talking about the ship?
The gun, bro.
Oh, the gun, yeah. Yep.
That's the gun that the Predator gives to Danny Glover. Now I'm like, now I want to know how the Predator gets it back.
You know they're coming for that thing, yeah.
Because I'm like, she's got it. And the Predator gives it to Danny Glover in the 90s.
Well, so dude, it leaves a sequel open, man. That's what movies constantly do now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, how about you just give me a fucking ending? So it's like, just end it, dude.
This one, I would actually like to see a sequel to, if they did it right.
Well, they will.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, if they do it right.
It's a cow.
What do you think would happen? They do it like 50 years later?
I think they should do one where maybe like she gets older and has kids, but she's been training them like their whole lives. Kind of like the last
Halloween. Oh my God. You're talking about Terminator 2 right now.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. She's like, when I was young and before you were born, I was hunted by a terrible alien monster, robot monster. Yeah.
Yeah.
I nearly escaped, and now I've dedicated my life to being prepared and preparing you in case they ever return. Okay, so you're looking for them to make Terminator 2.
Or I also saw, too, it would be really cool if they did one where the Predator actually goes up, like, if they're just going through, like, time now.
Yes.
He fights goes to, like, Japan and, like, fights samurais.
Or he fucking comes back and they start a family together and there's half Predator, half human kid.
I want to see RoboCop versus Predators.
Ooh,
because you know how they always do like RoboCop versus Terminator and all that, and you know Alien versus Predator. Let's get RoboCop in on this.
I want to see 20-something Ninja Turtles versus the Predator.
I want to see a fucking RoboCop Terminator hybrid versus an Alien Predator hybrid.
Lethal Weapon versus Predator.
I want to see. I'll take Matt with the we'll go with RoboCop Predator hybrid,
okay,
versus a T-1000 aliens hybrid.
That's messed up right there. Like that's like, I don't even know.
But
like,
alien talks.
I may puke.
The alien talks like Arnold.
Arnold from Different Strokes. Talk about Willis?
No, you know the alien pops up and his little mouth slides out and it's like, "Come with me if you want to live."
Oh, okay, I was thinking it had Gary Coleman inside.
But when the little head slides out, it looks like a little Arnold.
Okay. Look out! I'm going commando. Stop running, man. Yes, it's like, oh.
They have to come back to fight Dylan's kid.
Why don't they do something like, you remember that movie Stay Tuned?
Yeah.
Stay Tuned, but there's a predator in it, right? And it's chasing them, and it like takes on the various environments around him. So that's how it becomes RoboCop. That's how it becomes the Terminator and all that, you know. But
actually, you want to know what I'd like to see, and it'd be a fucking cool mashup? If they fucking just introduced Predators, Aliens, Star Wars, and Star Trek all together. Like, they all fucking land on the same planet at the same time.
Yeah, that's cool, but Star Trek would win.
Ship would just hit the fan, dude.
I don't know, dude.
Look at those crappy ships they have, Star Destroyers. The friggin' Defiant would destroy that thing.
Star Trek.
And what about like Into Darkness with that giant ship that they had that RoboCop was driving, right? Right. Yeah, Peter Weller.
The problem with that movie is they'd show up and they'd all be in red shirts and it'd be like, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the easiest way to do that is just don't wear a red shirt. You're like, they'll be looking for you guys. You show up in the clown outfit.
Like, could you imagine that? Scotty, you know, Simon Pegg's down, you know, the classic Alien 3 scene, you know, the aliens right there, but it's Simon Pegg.
Well, his Scottish buddy was in Aliens versus Predator.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, though, that'd be great.
John Wick versus Predator. How about that?
Spock trying to, you know.
A pencil.
Spock versus Kylo Ren.
Oh, yeah. That's, I mean.
Your logic seems irrelevant.
You just can't logic with him. Next time I reach out my hand, you're going to take it. Oh, my God.
See, that would be the greatest mashup ever. And then the Predator just comes in and kills them all.
I don't know. I mean, I want more Mando stuff, but I'm not looking forward to like the series based on how
great would it be? A Chewbacca versus Predator fight?
All right, well that's kind of awesome.
I want to see a Mandalorian and Terminator hybrid versus a Baby Yoda and Predator hybrid.
What if Baby Yoda is related to Predator, dude, and his fucking mouth opens?
Yeah, that's his cousin.
Yeah.
I mean, I like all these things. What were we supposed to talk about?
It's like, does anybody still call him Baby Yoda besides me?
I do.
No, I still call him Baby Yoda. I don't call him Grogu.
I have him in my house. I'm like, oh, yeah, Baby Yoda's over there.
You got the big one like I do?
No, I didn't spend that much. I just got the $24.99 one. It's like, yay big. He's cute, though.
But you want to know what? In my mashup movie, you want to know who comes and fucking kills everybody? Richard motherfucking Dreyfuss.
Richard.
Wow.
Close Encounters from the Third Kind. He shows up and it's like, meh, meh.
Oh, meh, there he is.
And he just fucking kills everybody.
I want to see a Richard Dreyfuss, Richard Pryor hybrid.
You want Richard Pryor? Or you want Richard Dreyfuss? Richard Pryor.
Versus a Bill Murray.
I'm not your fucking toy.
But does your Richard Dreyfuss also have a little Richard in it as well?
Yeah. Woo! A little Richard and Richard Dreyfuss and Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God. What would be like?
Good golly, Miss Molly, you motherfucker.
You dumb motherfucker.
But it'd be in Richard Dreyfuss's like dull voice. You motherfucker.
As far back as I can remember. Well, that's more Ray Liotta, but still it's like,
what are you doing fucking like?
Richard Dreyfuss was the narrator on Stand By Me. Yeah.
Jesus, dude. That's a deep cut, man.
But who shows up and takes over everybody? A Morgan Freeman, James Earl Jones hybrid. They just want everybody to sleep with the smooth sound of their voice.
he just has to hum.
He just focuses on you like Alanis Morissette and Dogma and your head explodes.
It's Morgan Earl Jones.
That's Morgan Dreyfuss. What?
My name is Morgan Dreyfuss.
We need a bigger boat. Oh, man.
And then you want to know who would give you epilepsy, dude? A Jim Carrey Robin Williams hybrid.
Oh, my God. I can't see that fast. You know, that's like you'd have to slow it down with a camera just to see.
I fucking took all this crack just so I could keep up.
You're like, dude, I've been freebasing Mountain Dew.
Even the Flash would be like, I can't keep up with this guy.
Like, wow, that's so many jokes per minute. Marty, your parents have been listening to Jim Carrey hybrids.
Oh God, dude, that would just be like, I have a headache.
I wouldn't even know how to do that. Like, my face would hurt. That would have to be the funniest thing. I wonder, though, if you could take and, like, mix their comedy sets and, like do it like that, if it would, like, intertwine.
Hi, I'm Fire Marshal Bill. Ah, no.
The best thing is like, watching like, Robin Williams stuff now, and you go back and watch it, and you're like, huh, he did do a lot of dick jokes.
His stand-up was fucking really dirty.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It was bad.
He did do a lot of cocaine.
That's the guy who's known for all the kids' movies.
Hey there, Chief.
Backstage, I was doing a bunch of
movies. Chief, I'll fucking end you.
That's actually one of my favorite quotes he's ever done.
I watched, I watched one of his best movies, Death to Smoochie, today, actually, while I was at work.
There is no doubt in my mind when you said one of his best movies that that was on the list. Absolutely.
It's Safari
for him, motherfucker. His turning point as an actor was Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
It turned for him after that.
Really? You think that's what it is? Because I would have said Dead Poets Society.
He was good, but like Good Will Hunting is his breakout role.
I mean, like, even because you have like The World According to Garp, and then like after that you have I think Popeye, you know, and like some stuff, and then he's making money, he's doing stuff.
Popeye was a huge flop though, dude.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but he was the star.
I know, but like still that's a blow to his ego.
And I was thinking Dead Poets Society and Awakenings, I think he was in with
good movies, but like still Good Will Hunting, just as a movie, it just stands apart from all those movies as a whole.
And I think performance wise, you're right. Like
his top fucking performance, dude. And then it just went up from there for him.
I always go back to Dead Poets Society and Good Morning Vietnam, because Good Morning Vietnam is not what you expect. Like when you see the preview. And then you watch it and you're like, oh, he's chasing that motherfucker down. Like
a deep movie, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, wow, did this just make me feel shit? What the hell?
You know? I don't like when movies make me feel feelings.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, they killed him. Ooh.
That movie gave me a boner, dude.
I could see that. Yeah, like in the same way that one scene from Full Metal Jacket did.
Yeah, a war boner.
Well, dude, it's just like fucking like Jack.
Okay, Animal Mother.
It's just like fucking Jack and Patch Adams in both of those movies. Like at the end, you're like, I'm not crying, you're crying.
Did you say you jack it to Patch Adams?
I do.
I also like to go to the petting zoo and let the goat lick my penis.
What dreams may come.
I got a whole book of pictures underneath my bed. I got a whole book of cooter shots.
I don't know how we got onto Robin Williams, but I'm glad that we did. You know, on the weekend, I've seen every one of his movies.
I showed my face and I glue it to my testicles so I look like a grown man.
I like to look down and it looks like a little moon looking up at me.
The old biker man down the street lets me touch his little lady's titty.
Jesus Christ.
For smokes monies.
I pleasure myself to drink.
What else was on the list that's a fucking hit, dude?
Limp Bizkit. Going back, were you guys Limp Bizkit fans? I was not.
I was.
Yeah, I was not into their music. I did like Kid Rock back then, but I was not into the Limp Bizkit scene.
Like, I was just a casual Limp Bizkit fan. I was more of a Korn fan. It was like always like, fuck, dude, because like you couldn't listen to rap and you couldn't rock. You know what I'm talking about?
So you had
to listen to one or the other. You couldn't be a poser.
Both. And they're like, the Limp Bizkit fans were always like douchebags.
They were like the fucking Kevin Lowe's of the fucking 90s.
Jeff Lowe's,
whatever the fuck they are. Yeah,
with their Janko jeans,
with their fucking, you know, Janko jeans.
We had those backwards red Yankee caps everywhere, and there was like a bunch of girls that wore them, and I'm like, what are you doing? You know, I'm like, this is not for you.
Yeah, it's got that backwards Michelin-ness.
That's his sex hat. No, remember that? We're bringing those back.
That's my fucking hat.
Yeah, those Mighty Ducks, man. That's a good
real question is, does Matt have on his fucking shorts?
No, I don't have a pair of those.
He's like, every pair is my fucking shorts.
It was, dude, like, I remember on my high school, my senior cruise, they played Limp Bizkit, whatever the one, dude, I can't remember, like, whatever, like, they started playing it, and everyone's like, and that part where it just drops, you all just started jumping around, and then, like, the principal made them cut it, and they're like, we're in this, like,
we got them to play.
Matt's high school, they're all running around going, anarchy, anarchy. I don't know what it is, but I like it.
Make you want to, like, fucking do shit, dude. And, like, it's just fucked up. The promoters, like, put them on when they put them on. Limp Bizkit never should have closed that day. You know, like,
yeah. Well, and they didn't close anything out afterwards. It was just like, good night, everybody. And it's like, what just happened?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like, they did it with Korn. Korn played, and then they had Bush come on.
Yeah, Bush calmed him down.
Owned him down, and that his set. Like,
well, actually, didn't they have Jewel come on after Limp Bizkit? Wasn't that it?
I think she was on before them, because she was on the same day as Sheryl Crow or some shit.
Well, that was on Saturday.
Oh, and everybody was like, "Show me your tits."
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, that "Stop was playing CK music." I was "Don't play shitty music."
Move back to Alaska with your freak family, bitch.
Like, oh, you're saying Jewel. Okay, I was saying Sheryl Crow. I was like,
oh, I was talking to Fred Durst. Show me your tits.
He's from Jacksonville.
I was like, West Borland looks like a chipmunk.
In the U.S.
Dude, that explains a lot, dude.
He's from the classiest city in the U.S.
It's like he's like the 90s Florida man guy.
Yes, spot on.
I just, you know, that every time they talk about like a sleazebag, they're always like Jacksonville, Florida. Because even look at fucking Ash versus the Evil Dead. Yep. He wanted to go to Jacksonville, Florida. He's like the most magical place on the planet.
I feel like they're kind of valid though, because like Fred Durst did ruin a lot. You know, like there's a lot of stuff. Like he probably has like a lot of illegitimate children. You know, like they're like Durst.
What musician doesn't?
Yanni?
Dude, every musician is totally Dewey Cox. They're like, you sure you're one of mine?
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure that's true to some point. I mean, baseball players are like that.
True of all of them.
Remember Chipper Jones had like a wife in every state?
Dude, all athletes have a significant other in all the other states.
Don't forget my iron supplements. Like, okay. That's like, what? I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, some of the artists should not be breeding.
Oh, definitely not.
Athletes. Like, I wonder if Devin Hester's kids can be audibly understood.
So, like, that kid Rock played Woodstock 99. That was, like, pre-fucking the midget dying, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe C.
Yeah.
I saw him the year before that, 98, at this thing called the Nutcracker. And I forget if I talked about this before, but, like, no one knew who they were. At all. We're like, oh, we hear he plays covers and stuff like that. This was like right before Devil Without a Cause came out, like before it hit. Like they hadn't even hit the radio and all that. And they're opening for Godsmack and Seven Dust. I'm like, all right, you know, let's check them out. Kid Rock, whatever. Comes out and everyone's like, bring out your midget. Bring out your midget. Right? And then it's like the drummer comes out and it's like this like middle-aged woman. We're like, what the hell?
She can wail on the drums though.
Dude, she is awesome. I'm just saying, like in terms of like we had no idea what to expect from this. Then he comes out and we're like, oh my god, is that Kid Rock? And it's like, no, it's not, because the guy comes out and he looks like ass. He looks like a guy that's bugging you for a smoke, you know. And then he's like, my name is
Kid. So it was Kid Rock.
Oh yeah, he was awesome. A great friggin' show. Like, I mean, in terms of like what we saw, like he went from like doing his material to like playing Creedence tapes and stuff. You know, he was doing like he did like Proud Mary and shit, and someone yelled Freebird and they played Freebird.
I heard that dude,
that was me.
That dude can snort like hella amounts of cocaine too.
I'm sure he could.
He's, you mean like Artie Lang amounts?
Yeah.
He's gonna be like Tyrone Bingham's one day when he's old. He's gonna be like, it was $1 million crack party. Y'all should have been there.
Y'all should have been. I still steal car stereos.
There was cocaine up to the ceiling.
Oh god.
That sounds like a hell of a time. 1999 was a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, concert promoters and even these people that run these stadiums are idiots. I mean, look at the city of Chicago this weekend. We got fucking, they're supposed to have a Bears game on Sunday. And for football, they need that field in pristine shape. So they're like, oh, on Saturday night, we should have Rammstein play at Soldier Field.
I can't believe they're big enough to play there.
So you know when fucking Duhovsmish fucking goes on, dude, that field's going to get trashed.
Yeah, I saw them open up for System of a Down and Slipknot. Right,
yeah.
And that was easily a good, like,
I think Slipknot's gonna be with them too.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay,
yeah, I know it's not just them,
the place goes nuts. Like Rammstein, like the place will definitely go nuts.
Is it like the Berenstein Bears? Is it Rammstein or Rammstein?
I don't know. Just
it's Rammstein.
It is. Yeah, it's a bunch of Amish people up there.
Hans Sprungfeld or what?
Yeah, it is.
The Aurora Borealis here in Chicago.
In my kitchen. This time of year, local.
Jebediah Springfield, also known as Hans Sprungfeld.
Can't I see it?
No. Can't I see it?
Oh, fuck.
They say he has a silver tongue.
I should walk to Soldier Field this weekend when the security guard's like, it's Rammstein. I'm like, the Aurora else here? Can I see it?
See, I was there. I was there for Elton John 2 weeks ago.
And were you Wrigley or Soldier Field?
Soldier Field.
Oh, he was at Soldier Field.
Yeah, it was nuts, dude. Like it was just like it was crazy. The acoustics were terrible. You know, it took forever.
Did you wear your sequins jumpsuit?
No, but there were a lot of sequins jumpsuits and like rainbow everything and like dude, it was an Elton John show.
So wait a minute, he's gay.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that makes more sense.
You know how I know he's gay?
You watch.
He likes Coldplay.
Yeah, he likes fucking Elton John.
Who would have thought Elton John?
Everybody
was gay.
Likes Elton John.
He could have had any woman he wanted.
All this rock talk, dude. All this rock and roll talk. My weekend geek has to do with that, dude.
Oh, dude, nice. But you got 5 minutes before you can get into it.
I'm just saying, dude. Just you know.
I'm just fucking with you.
I'm just planting a seed, bitch.
You want to know what? A Rammstein concert fits inside of Bonneville. That's what we found out this week.
We fucking found out.
Fucking A, it does. You know the crazy thing about them? They have like blow torches and shit on stage, and there's a guy with like a metal codpiece, and then he takes a sander, like one of those wheels, and then he like makes sparks come off his junk.
Yeah, I did that 10 years ago, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So Matt was doing
he did that inside of Bonneville.
His new show was called Doing Blowing My Bonneville while fighting people around the country.
No, seriously, like I banged a chick that did that gimmick back in the day.
Oh yeah. That was when your
so now you're better than me.
Fucking exit days.
Yeah.
The gym
I remember circus. That when you used to take pictures of that shit.
Yeah.
Was it a carnival act?
No, they had those chicks there like every 2 days a week.
Yeah.
All right, so I have to hear more about this now. So what?
It's not the right podcast for that, dude.
Was she like eating glass? I mean, like what's going on?
No, dude, it was just like they just did like the thing, this like parties like during the week, and it was like this. The thing was like it was like sex themed, and there were just all these chicks would just be doing like fucking sex worker shit. And
yeah, you have to tune into Matt's new show, Blowing in My Bonneville.
Yeah.
The bigger the lounge, the sweeter the lizard.
the harder the ride.
This week I'm blowing into Bonneville. We got Matthew McConaughey.
I think I'm on the wrong show.
You going to give me some blow? All right.
Hell yeah, brother.
I get toads? Fuck.
Hey, guys, what'd you think of the movie Sahara? Loved it. All right, all right.
Sahara is one of my fucking favorite fucking movies, dude.
All I want to tell you is these Bonnevilles get older, but the cocaine stays the same age.
I think it's one. Oh, my God. Yeah, he would be fun to do that with, wouldn't he?
I mean, he was in Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
The next generation, right?
Yeah.
I still have yet to see the original of that. It's never crossed my path. I've seen the remakes. No, I've never seen the original.
You're out of control, dude.
I've seen parts of it, but not the whole thing, you know?
That's like I've lost all respect for you.
Well, that's that's a step up.
I guess you won't be a guest on Blowing in the Bonneville.
I guess. Is there a chainsaw on there? Well, I'll never know.
Speaking of Blowing in the Bonneville, I saw me and Matt's friend that we just referred to as Coke Guy this weekend.
That's how his name is saved in my phone.
Does it have a question mark or an exclamation point?
We literally can never remember his name, so we just refer to him as
Coke. I thought you fucking asked, and you told me.
I did tell you.
Like through text, right?
Yeah. A year ago.
That's two phones ago, man.
Yeah, that was a year ago I think I texted you that. And I did it smoothly. I was like, Shanetta, go ask him his name.
Nice.
I just didn't introduce her, so she had to introduce herself.
Yeah, so you just look like a dick. Nice.
Yeah, so I just looked like a dick, but in the end it was to get his name. I told her that's what
it's gonna be like Mike or it's John or something.
I think it's Mike.
Yeah, I think it's Mike.
Mike Cokes.
I saw him this last weekend. The first day of his mouth, hey man, where's the White Claws?
No, oh, Jesus, dude.
God, White Claws, man.
He's like, I text Matt like every day, bro.
Are you guys friends with Pauly Shore?
Dude, he kind of looks like Pauly Shore.
Yeah, what time was it? Like 8:30 at Allstate, dude, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, it was super early in the morning. It was probably like 8:30.
Damn. And I'm what were you there sure for?
The flea market. I was shopping. I was walking around, but yeah, pretty sure he was in. Just came out of his little van there, fucking blitzed out of his mind.
Yeah, I'm sure, dude. That's what he does. Is drive around.
It sounds like a good existence.
He's the original or the originator of blowing in the Bonneville.
Yeah, yeah. He's blowing in the bus. You hear the blow bus, man? No. All right, I'll catch on.
Except for Matt needs a cool theme song like the South Park with what's his name? Fighting people around the world.
Oh, fighting around the world.
Matt needs that. My name's Matt Quinnen, and I'm doing blowing, fighting people around the world in my Bonneville.
How many dead bodies?
It's so fucked up, dude, because I watched the episode of A Gas Monkey, Fast and Loud, and they did like a Bonneville, a 59 Bonneville. They like did one for these New Zealand guys. And it was like, and then like 2 days later, I drove the Bonneville like home cross country. And I was like, oh, that's weird. That was weird.
Sounds like a sweet ride.
So, question after our last show, did your mom let you sleep?
No, dude. She kept me up one night, dude. Like, the second night I was there, like, it was like we fucking pulled shit out of the basement for 2 days. And then, like, we're setting up for this garage sale. And I went to bed early. And I get up at 2. And she's, like, unpacking shit and slamming stuff around. And dogs are barking. And then, like, 2:30, 3, 3:30, 4, 5. Finally, I fucking fall back asleep. And she fucking pops in at 6 and wakes me up, dude. Even though I told her, like, 8,000 times I had my alarm set at 7:30.
Damn it, Mom. I'm not going to school.
Woke me up. And I was like, shut the fucking door. Like, you kept me up all fucking night. I just fell back asleep. I told you 8 fucking times I was getting up at 7:30. I'm like, God damn it, dude. And I fucking slammed the fucking door. And then I yelled at her for like 3 hours, like outside of the garage door, like before it started. Like,
that's the best.
Yeah, dude, awesome.
That's like the last time I was up there and your mom was like, Matt, you look tired. And you're like, because you fucking kept me up all night.
Meatloaf! Meatloaf, Ma!
Yeah, I was saying, like, I go up there and, like, I can take my mom for about 48 hours. And it's like that third day, I'll yell at her. You know, and then, dude, on like clockwork, dude, it was like that. And then, like, 2 days went by, another 2 days after I yelled at her, and I was, like, about to yell at her again. I was like, Jesus, dude, you just don't fucking know, dude. Like, man.
I get it. So, I mean, it's like, that's not weird to me. That's like, yep. Yeah, that's about right. I'm like, wow, 3. I'm like, that's pretty conservative, actually.
I was telling her, like, I should stay in a hotel. And she's like, well, it's a waste of money. I'm like, I know it's a waste of money, but you're annoying as shit. You know, like, no fucking joke, dude. Like, I would bring shit out of the basement, and then Scott, my stepdad, would bring it back in the house.
Like, oh, that's like Hoarders.
It was straight up like an episode of Hoarders. Like, it was this shit they hadn't seen in 10 years. I was pulling it out. Like, just get rid of it, sell it, donate it. He was like, oh, I've been seeing this in 10 years. I'm bringing it back in. It's like, dude, what am I here for, dude? Like,
well, that was like the last time when I was with you. You kept bringing stuff up, and your mom would be like, I want those.
She did the same thing, and I was like, Mom, no. I'm like, I'm putting my foot down.
Looks like you got some decent stuff. Do you want to go into your Weekend Geek and all that and –
Yeah, talk about your trip in the Bonneville.
So, like, fuck the trip in the Bonneville. Like, I never want to do that again. Dude, Rochester, New York to Austin, Texas in 2 days isn't fun. Like, my back hurts, my arm, my neck hurts. Like, it's not fun, dude. Like, That's a 5-day trip minimum.
Yeah, two days seems rough.
Like, I don't do more than 6 hours in the car really anymore. Like, 6 hours is like a solid amount of time. You know, if you put your pedal to the metal, that's 500 miles usually. And that's a good distance, dude, you know? So yeah. to do 16 hours in the car one day and then another like 14, it's just like fucked.
You didn't like black out and wake up at a strip club?
No, dude.
Not that we've never done that.
Nah, but like talking about all the rock shit, like I found my mom and stepdad's stash of like rock t-shirts from like throughout the years.
Nice.
And I shit you not, dude. Like in the attic closet, you open this door and like you turn on the pool light and it's just like a fucking black t-shirt. And there's like 500 t-shirts and you pull them out and they go from like newer to older. So I'm like pulling them out. It's like Kiss, Judas Priest, Megadeth, fucking Ozzy, down the line, dude, Slipknot, like, and I get to, endless closet of rock t-shirts, dude, rock t-shirts. Just, I told my mom, I brought them all down. I'm like, what the fuck are you gonna do with all these? And she said, well, you can't have them because I know you're just gonna sell them. Well, I'm like, well, duh. Like, what are you gonna do with them? You don't. I'm like, pick like 10 shirts out and like fucking keep them that you're gonna wear, but like. Fucking, it was like literally 300 shirts, dude.
Yeah, you don't need the 1979 tour of fucking Stevie Nicks.
So like, I basically just like packaged all these shirts up how I would store them so they wouldn't like fucking deteriorate. And I basically told my mom, I'm like, well, I guess I'll just get these when you die. So like, I just bend them up and like marked on the bin like the date and shit. And like, I wrote like, you know, I dated it and I, you know, wrote what was in there and I put a sticker on the side. So when these fucking bins get buried again, like I'll be able to find them because I put red tape on the side.
Oh, there you go.
That's like, I'm just giving it a few years till they forget about it.
Yeah, I'm letting these marinate. So when you guys fucking move to Texas, I'll fucking find them in the garage when you're sleeping.
Matt's red tape diaries.
Dude, if they have the same collection of stuff that they do now in New York, they would never know it's gone.
No, they won't, dude. And Scott's not throwing away anything, dude. Like, I got a few things for myself. I got those old blow mold like lights.
Yeah, the pumpkins.
Yeah, and dude, one's dated 1969.
Crazy.
So I assume the other two are like close to that, like give or take 5 years. You know, so like those are going right into my collection. Like you can find those occasionally, but I'll keep them, and they're in like mint shape. The light bulbs still work in them, so I plugged them in. I got one going now.
Well, dude, since it's your stepdad's childhood home, I would imagine he has a lot of old shit in there from like his.
He does, dude. Like the attic is his cover, man. I got a couple old board games, like NFL football board games. It's like from the fucking 70s. You know, I got like 6 or 7 old baseball bats from like the 50s. You know, nice. That his dad just had, and that are worth like 60, 70 bucks a pop. Yeah. Man, I had to sell them at the garage sale, but no one's going to get – I tried to get 15 bucks each for them, and no one even wanted to pay that.
It's Isn't it tough to mail those, though?
No. No, I have a priority mail.
Makes the priority mail, they're like a triangle box. Yeah. Triangle box.
Oh, okay, so you don't put them in the tube.
Yeah, they fit right in. But, yeah, you know, just like episode of Hoarders, dude. Like, I walked into the basement, and from when we cleared it out, like, last year a little bit, it was just new shit, dude.
Yeah.
Like, and then there's the spider webs got worse. They were from fucking like sealing the floor, and I had to go down with a broom, dude, and like fucking rake these fucking spider webs off. And like, my arms got all bit up, and my neck got all bit up because they were like landing on me, and I thought it was mosquitoes. And then my stepbrother was there, and they like flicked the spider off my shoulder, and he was like, "Yeah, dude." I'm like, "I thought it was a mosquito, but it was a fucking spider." Just like,
now, Matt shooting web out of his asshole.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, that's a good tie back.
Yeah, dude, but like. You want to help family, but you can't.
Pictures of butthole man.
You know.
So. Well, it's good that you did it. It's good that you had the availability and the time to do that. And I mean, where are you going to park the Bonneville between then and now?
Oh, I'm going to drive it to the town in Texas they're moving to. It's 7 hours from me, so it's like I wasn't
driving it to the town in Texas and just leaving it there.
Yeah, like fucking, like putting it in fucking neutral and pushing it into the house.
Just gonna push it in.
Oh, they already have a house there.
Yeah, they bought a house. Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you're just like driving it to like the local,
weekly,
and just leaving it in the parking.
No, but like, so they're moving to the house. No basement, no attic.
Yeah.
Same amount of square foot, like on the main floor, and no barn, no extra like garage that he built. But I found out that he staked out where he's going to build the new barn, and it's twice as big and then the one yeah.
Scott does not need that.
No, I know, dude.
So I was there. The man has like a man cave, and he has a lot of cool shit. And I'm like, but he doesn't have any of it set up.
No. So, yeah, man, it's just
what,
like
what kind of shit? I mean, like,
dude, he's got like a 70-inch like 4K TV, a pool table, all this shit. New in box, just not used.
No. I mean, he's got cool, like, cool cars. Like, he wants to work out and shit, but and do that kind of stuff. But I just like he. I don't know, dude. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to say.
All I know is he's a crazy collector because all of his, he owns like all of the same car.
It's all Pontiacs, dude.
It's all Pontiac Transams.
Yeah.
But they're all, it's not like the 70s to now. They're all the same.
Long story short, like we did the garage sale for 3 days. I made my mom a little money. And then we donated like fucking 4 truckloads worth of shit to Goodwill. I donated so much to Goodwill. Like their trip, they told me to stop coming. Like they're like,
or at least pull your pants up.
We don't have any room left. I'm like, well, I got one more truckload coming. I don't give a shit. Like, I basically be like, who's your GM? I'll call him and told me, you told me to stop donating. So like, I'm going to donate. Like, I'm sorry. That's what you guys do. You're getting it all. So all or nothing, dude. Like,
that's kind of weird that they would tell you to stop.
Yeah, I get, dude, I fucking like 50 fucking bins, dude. Like a fucking shit ton of furniture. Like I gave them like, dude, that Goodwill's going to be stocked, bro. Like, you know,
tell them you'll trade for vintage tees.
Well, they don't have any, they pull all that shit now, but like, yeah, dude. So like did all that. And then like, and it didn't even make a dent, dude, what we did. Because he paid 2 fucking mover kids all day, that like last day, to take shit out of the attic. They worked for like 6 hours straight moving shit down from the attic, and the motherfucking attic wasn't even halfway empty.
Wow, that's a lot.
You know? So, and it's like everything he wanted to keep, dude. Like, it's just like, dude, you haven't seen this for fucking how many years, bro? Just like, let it go. It's just stuff. You know?
So Matt went in the house later. They're like, we should watch a movie. And he's like, we should watch Frozen. You should listen to the song.
I wanted to put orders on it. I was thinking about like filming more, but I like, it's my family and I didn't want to like do too much. So I didn't want to like do like what I wanted to do. Like I wanted to show it and show like how like gross it was. But like, yeah, there's a line, dude. I didn't want
to. Yeah, you don't want to embarrass like your family.
Yeah, I know.
Then they're another like, reason no, you're better no, than Rob me t-shirts now. For you.
Yeah, yeah. What the fuck? You can't even get like a
I got a couple of them, dude.
Yeah, what'd you get?
I got 2 Korn shirts, like fucking from 2000, I think 2010 and 2011, and then I got 2 Megadeth t-shirts, like from around the same time. So not super vintage, but like I snuck them, dude. Snuck them out.
Matt was doing the old 2 for you, 1 for me. 2
for yeah, I was trying to do that. Like, and my mom, like, what are those 2 piles? And I'm like, oh, that's how I'm gonna box them. And she's like, no, put them all in 1 pile. I know what you're doing.
You're like, do you?
Yeah, dude. I mean, I guess it's not really geeky, but like, I geeked out over shirts.
Yeah, dude, it's geeky, man. Shirts anything cool, can be geeky.
Yeah, and then I watched the episode of like I said, Fast and Loud with Bonneville. And I was like, it made me like, hell yeah, dude, a cross-country road trip looks fun. And then I did one, and I was like, yeah, that wasn't fun.
See, I say this about cross-country road trips. When you're with people, they're fun. When you do it by yourself, they suck.
I listened to a lot of radio, and like the Bonneville's from 05, so it was a CD player and a tape deck in it. No aux jack.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't, like, it's like the radio, and I don't have any CDs, dude. It's fucking 2022, you know?
Oh, they didn't have any CDs at the house, or you just didn't think to bring them?
They were packed, dude. Like, everything was packed. Oh.
The only thing in there was a Celine Dion CD.
See, I've been listening to the Crow soundtrack for a while now, because I got it for $1.99 at Goodwill. I fucking love it.
That is a every great soundtrack.
Every night I blind, call your name. You know, The Cure?
It takes a part of me.
That was a funny anecdote. Now you tell one.
I've never heard a funnier anecdote. That's great.
I guess I'll go into my week in geek. I watched the new movie Bright on Netflix.
Brightburn?
Not Brightburn.
They are making a sequel.
But I watched Bright with Jamie Foxx and Snoop Dogg, and It was actually pretty fucking entertaining. I actually enjoyed it.
Nice.
some good action scenes. I mean, the story's a little meh, but dude, solid. It's a solid movie. One of the better ones on Netflix.
It's about vampires, right?
Yeah. Jamie Foxx is a vampire hunter. Him and Snoop Dogg.
Does he look at him and go, "I'm gonna rock your world"?
No. I mean,
is there like weed jokes throughout the whole movie?
Actually, no.
But they do have some weed jokes.
Snoop Dogg actually plays like a level-headed, like he's kind of like the top vampire hunter, and he dresses like a cowboy with like a duster and the boots and everything. But it actually kind of fits him.
I loved him in Baby Boy.
Yeah, but no,
I love him in that movie where he plays the weird guy.
Plays the weird guy.
Oh, Soul Plane.
The weed guy.
Oh. I want that movie that one time when Snoop Dogg mentioned weed.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's my favorite role he does.
Guy who smokes weed.
There's a guy in the movie, something dog. I don't recognize it. He had braids in his hair.
But yeah, I watched that fucking solid movie. Then I watched I finished off my Predator movies with the last two, Predator versus Alien and Predator versus Alien Requiem. And for Predator versus Alien is fucking garbage, dude. It's the worst movie ever.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's, dude, there's so many stupid things that make me just go, huh? Like when she's using the fucking alien skull as a shield, but it doesn't have fucking acid to burn her. I'm like, that makes no sense.
Yeah, she rinsed it out with the hose.
He just fucking rips the head off and like he's like, "Here, use it as a shield." And I'm like, and she just sticks her arm in there.
Yeah.
I'm like,
very trusting.
Was she wearing any kind of armor?
No.
Nope.
Like a 1980s snowsuit.
Yep. That's about right.
It's the asbestos in it, dude. It probably helped.
No, it's one of those ones that in the cold it like changes color and the pictures come up. So it's like, ooh, a Care Bear.
Yeah, but that scene, dude, I was just like, what the fuck? And then the editing of like one scene she doesn't have it, the next scene she doesn't, and then the scene where the predator looks away and they cut, and when they look back at her, she's got the fucking shield and the spear, and I'm like, where the fuck did that even come from?
Her head's in the skull, and it's like, why is this bitch getting burned, dude?
Like, dude, it was just like so bad. Predator versus Requiem, way better.
Yeah.
Still stupid, but still way better.
Look, it's like the Snyder Cut versus Justice League. It's like, okay, it's slightly better.
No, it's not even that, dude. I don't even know what to compare. Alien versus Predator is just garbage, dude.
So basically, I want a fucking Jared Leto alien hybrid.
They made a Joker alien.
Requiem for an Alien.
Wow. Mom, I've got to sell your TV.
As an alien and a predator and a bat in the bat costume.
I'm cha-cha-cha-cha. I'm going to do this heroin now.
No, dude, I want to see a remake with all the aliens as cowboys and the Predator plays like the Wyatt Earp brothers.
I kind of want that too.
I want to see a Kevin Costner, Kurt Russell hybrid Wyatt Earp character.
Oh, so basically a Wyatt Earp that can act because of Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
Dude, how great would that be, dude? A Predator goes back to fucking fight Doc Holliday?
No, Predator
fights Snake fucking Plissken.
Dude, that would be the fucking greatest thing ever. I'll be a Huckleberry.
Predator versus Snake fucking Plissken.
Nah, dude, I want Predator versus Doc Holliday, dude.
You want Predator and Deadwood, and he still has a knife fight with Dan Doherty.
I mean, yeah, that'd be pretty badass, too, but, dude, I'm just thinking about
fucking eyeball.
Val Kilmer's Doc Holliday, dude, versus Predator, dude. That'd be fucking amazing.
They'd have to get a Doc Holliday hologram at this point.
Well, yeah, I mean, but, dude, with the CGI stuff, they could make that happen.
I'll be your Huckleberry.
Ouch.
Dude, that right there, dude, that's the show.
Yes.
See you later.
I don't think you guys didn't even get to hear about C2E2 and all that, did you?
No, me and you talked about it.
Oh, we talked. Okay, we talked about that.
C2E2 these nuts. Right.
But E2? Dude, how great would that be, dude? Predator goes all fucking with his camo on, and then Doc Holliday's like, "I got one gun for each of you."
The E2s. Yeah. I was Booth here. Yeah. I got a giant forehead for you.
Making that movie happen. What else did I watch? Fuck, I can't remember, dude. It's always that. As soon as we start recording, my mind goes fucking
like this.
Oh no, that's serious face.
Dude, it totally does. Like, it's like, what did I watch?
Sometimes I leave myself notes in my phone, dude.
Yeah, dude. I every time I think about that, I never do it.
I try to watch things to have interesting conversations. That, like, I really did want to catch the Woodstock 99, but really, like, what sped it up is because Justin watched it. So I'm like, oh shit, we can actually talk about that. So let me watch it. And my kids were not pleased. They're like, that's a lot of ween, Dad. You know? I'm like, I didn't know. I kind of knew.
That guy's named Flea, but he doesn't have a flea-sized wiener.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, why do we have to see his ween? I'm like, because it's a documentary. It's not an actual movie. It's a documentary. It's all right
for you to look at it because it's not thrusting or hard.
Yeah, it's okay. The human body's beautiful, except for Flea.
Well, just you can go into your week. I don't have the fuck I need anymore. I'll remember it as you're talking, and then I'll cut you off.
Okay. Well, I saw Flea's ween. So there's that.
And I saw his weenus.
I did the C2E2 thing. That was fun. I saw the Elton John concert at Soldier's Field. That was crazy. That was surprisingly crazy. A lot of people there. C2E2 was pretty cool.
Did you see Elton John's weenus?
I would assume so, because I don't think he wears pants.
Did he come out butt-ass naked?
At the Elton John show, just like hanging out, like wings?
I don't know, but there was a lot of dudes singing along. Like, it's funny, too, because it's like the scene for an Elton John show is not what you think it would be. It's mixed ages, right? So it's,
I mean, I'll be honest, dude. Some of his music's actually not horrible. Like, his older music.
I love his music. I don't care. Like, his music's, like, it's perennial. It's like good for
Saturday night, dude. That's a fucking.
He played that shit. Played the bitches back, you know. Like, yeah. He played all the hits, you know. And I mean, there's 5-year-olds there. So from like 5 all the way up to like ancient people in wheelchairs getting pushed around, and you know, they push too hard and they turn into dust. You know?
He doesn't age, so you know, they're doing an interview and he's like, "My name's Elton John, human musician."
Yeah, no, he's 76 now, so he's the same age as Steve Martin, and they're both retiring. So I assume together, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I watched the newest episode of Only Murderers in the Building.
I have seen none of them, and I need to get in on that.
I watched the first season of that.
Did you like it?
It's not as funny as you would think with a Steve Martin,
you know, movie.
Selena, is it funny though?
Selena Gomez's like stupid like accent she has every once in a while. Like I just focused on that and couldn't get past her. Like, why is she saying those words that way?
I think that's just her. I don't think it's an accent.
I didn't like it.
She's from Texas.
I didn't get it.
Texas. She could get it.
I don't mind the show, but it's not super comedic for as many comedians as there is in the show.
Two?
No, there's also Nathan Lane.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's just like... Is he a bit extra?
He actually plays a pretty big role in the show.
The first season he does, right?
Oh, he's in season 2 also. But yeah,
they said this is it for Steve Martin, so...
Yeah. Steve Martin, like, doesn't have any funny lines, actually, at all.
Jeez. I don't know, man.
Martin Short's definitely like the comedic role of the show.
Of course. In the movie Pure Luck.
Yeah. Or Stewart, wasn't it? Or whatever the fuck. What was the show?
Oh, Clifford?
Yeah.
They did make a Stewart movie, I think.
That's terrible. I couldn't remember the one where Martin Short plays the kid.
I'm not taking you to Dinosaur World. Oh, my God. I don't want to watch that again, but I might. Yeah. Yeah, I'm like you right now. I can't think of all the stuff that I watched. But, like, the big one was, of course, the Woodstock 99.
I showed you 20-something Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, 20-something Ninja Turtles was great.
You know, 20-something Ninja Turtles. They have life problems.
So, me and April are getting a little serious. You think you might move out? I don't know, Leo. Never.
Yes. Ralph, what are you doing? I'm fucking joining the army, and I got married, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I forgot to say something.
Shredder, you still talk to Craig? No, we don't talk anymore.
Yeah, it was pretty good. That was a good one that you said. But I did an interview yesterday with a guy from England named Kirk Cooks. I got his cookbook. So he does there's 67 pizzas that he made from the Ninja Turtles show, from the 87 show, like liver and bubblegum or pineapple and clams or peanut butter and clams, you know, stuff like that, like jelly beans, like all kinds of shit. And well, he made every single one of them and ate them.
And that's why he doesn't have a wife or a girlfriend.
No, that's the funny thing. I talked to him. He's got a wife, you know.
And a girlfriend. Holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking pizza.
No, I was talking to him like, dude, you look and sound like Butcher, you know, from The Boys.
Oh,
he's
shit.
He's like, oh, yeah, I heard that one before.
He's like, you fucking cunt.
Yeah. I was like. Can you say fucking, something for me?
You want to fucking do this interview? You want to fucking talk about pizza?
Let's go, fucking, darling.
You fucking bitch.
No, he was a cool dude, though. And
I tell you, when I make pizzas, I heat them up with my laser beam eyes.
Exactly. Exactly. So he said...
and a superhero, fuck my wife.
The worst one he ever had was the peanut butter and clams. Oh, so that was nasty.
That's
And it made the whole house smell. So he's like, I had a feeling it was going to be awful. But he said that
it smelled like my wash stand stays.
That's good. You went Australian there, but I liked it.
Well, he's Butcher's
New Zealand. Is
actually Australian. So
yeah, he's New Zealander.
Is he?
Taika Waititi. Yeah. Yeah, that was a good one. We had a good time, you know. And I got a YouTube channel going, so you know, Epic
you
Tales
got a
from
YouTube
the Supers.
Channel going?
Yeah, I finally bit the bullet, and I've got two videos up. So
step up, my dick, bro.
Yeah.
So now I got to.
Hey,
we
can't all be, you know, the duo finds and all.
I got to fucking leave nasty comments on your videos too now. Jeez, you guys are making it too much work.
I haven't uploaded a video in like fucking 3 months, dude.
Has it been that long?
Wow. Yeah.
Do you still even have any Patreons?
No, they all fucking tanked out. I went on the Patreon a while ago, and I was like, yeah, I'm not sending postcards out anymore because we can't travel anywhere. And I'm like, we're taking a little hiatus. So like, if you want to cancel, cool. If not, cool. A few stuck around for like 3 or 4 months. And I think there's like 2 or 3 left on there.
Dude, you should have just switched it over to like another tier. It's like $30 a month. I send you a T-shirt.
I don't want to do that.
I would. For $30 a month?
Yeah, but like, what, a month? How long are they going to stay on? A month or like, no one's going to do
it. No, dude, it's a fucking, you send them a $10 T-shirt. And you don't got to pay eBay fees on that shit?
Nah, I'm good.
You're like, I know where you can get some Megadeth T-shirts.
Yeah, two of them. Dude, Dave Mustaine's a pussy, dude.
And on this episode of 48,
I'm not a huge Megadeth guy. I just never really got into him. Like, nothing against him. I just never got into him.
I watched that Metallica documentary from like 2000 or whatever.
Yeah, some kind of monster.
And it's like they get Dave Mustaine on crying about like how they kicked him out. And it's like, dude, you're a pussy, bro.
Where's my little Danish friend who used to smoke hash through a hole in the ground?
Yeah, you know, like, what the fuck, dude? Like,
okay.
Megadeth sucks, dude. Like, Jesus.
I just, there's some groups that I just never got into, and Megadeth is one of them. I just never, you know, I'm like, it never was a priority.
Metallica is kind of like a stupid name for like a band. Like, it's so stupid. Like, Metallica, I get it. I get where they came up with that. But then Dave Mustaine, he gets kicked out, and he's like, I got to think of a better name.
I hope they all die a Megadeth. There Megadeth. You go. That's good. Sign it up.
Yeah. It's like, second worst band name ever, dude. Like,
I don't know. I mean, we did
John
see
Wayne.
That
that's
the
a
end,
terrible cowboy name.
The end of the decline of Western civilization, part two, right? Megadeth came out and saved the fucking show because was it? I almost said Red Hot Chili Peppers, but fucking Guns N' Roses bailed.
Oh, Sweet right? Child of Mine.
Yeah, because they bailed on it. That's why she never wanted that in Wayne's World. Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think Megadeth's okay. I don't really get into any other stuff, but I don't hate it. Like a lot of people talk about like the big four with like thrash metal, like Metallica, Megadeth, Anthrax, and Slayer. I never even got into Slayer really.
Like Slayer,
I'm just gonna start my own band called Mega Ache. I'm just gonna sing
Slayer, Mega Licka. Mega Licka.
Here's why Slayer is fucking popular. Is because they didn't like succumb to the record mainstream labels, and they said, "Fuck you! We're not gonna change our lyrics. We're not gonna do this. We're not gonna do that. We're gonna play the music we're gonna play." And they literally played the same kind of music their whole fucking career, and that's why they didn't get super big, dude.
So you're telling
me, which is fine. I just never got into.
I'm not gonna do what you tell me.
Fuck you! I won't do what you tell me.
All I can think of is the IT crowd with Cradle of Filth at the funeral, where he's like, "Here's a Cradle of Filth. They helped me through some rough times."
I stepped on a Lego. Ow.
Oh. The fucking face. That's actually a great... and then Matt Berry takes over in season two, and you're like, "Oh, this is gonna suck." And then it's like, "No, this is awesome."
No, yeah. Dude, I loved him from the start, dude. When he busted,
I think he was a cannibal.
Dude, he was way better than his dad.
Oh yeah,
when he comes to the door, "Father."
It was fun when he jumped out the window, though. the IT crowd. That's a show that's just never gonna get old.
Or the one where fucking he gets aroused and he has to make his pants shock his balls.
Yeah, or the one where Jen has to go and smoke, like, and it looks like old Russia.
He shocked his balls,
dude. I totally should do that when I'm at work. I should start calling all my you computer man.
If you try and turn it down and turn it off again,
Jesus,
that's gonna be my next weekend geek. Is just I rewatched this. That's like my Deadwood.
I'm going to see Nope this weekend.
Finally. Nice.
I have heard really mixed things, so I'll be interested to hear what you think. And you're seeing it on the big screen, right?
Yep.
So that may be a different experience.
You gonna Prey, dude? I am actually pissed that Prey was not in the theaters, dude. That would have been so great on a big screen.
That would have been good.
I don't think it would have done well, dude.
I think that's the best movie that's been released this year.
Well, maybe they'll do like an after release and put it to the movies now.
I'd go.
I don't know, dude. Disney's a dick, so I don't know.
Well, at least they're not DC. Canceled. You're canceled.
That's just DC, dude. They don't. Let's be honest. DC doesn't put out great movies anyway. So.
Yeah, it's better than actually Warner Brothers did AVP. So yeah, you're right.
Dude, DC. Let's be honest. Marvel superheroes compared to DC.
No way, man. They're way better.
Some of them, not all of them. There's like five that are okay.
Okay. Batman.
Yeah.
Superman. Wonder Woman.
Okay, the original ones, I'll give you that. Okay.
Then you're like, Aquaman sucks.
No, I didn't hate Aquaman. I didn't hate
Shazam, it. Right? Shazam's cool. So, and then you've got like Hawkman, Dr. Fate, Zatanna.
Nightrider.
Nightwing.
It's a boat.
Those Michael, are all TV
Michael
shows,
Knight
though.
In a boat.
Those aren't movies.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about okay. You're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, I will say this: even though like the DC stuff goes on WB, I enjoy those better than the fucking shit on Disney Plus.
Oh, 100%. Weren't you the one that got me into watching Superman and Lois?
I might have.
That was fucking awesome. Love that show. You didn't love it?
No, I said you're talking about the Dean Cain one.
No, that's Lois and Clark.
I was about to say I fucking love that one.
Yeah, no, that's fine too, but no, the new one's actually really good.
Okay, it wasn't me because I haven't watched
the new one. I was one, whatever fucking they used the Save Me song in the beginning.
That was Smallville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt likes any show that puts Headstrong right in the credits.
Yeah. Headstrong!
Take on anyone.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Too bad they couldn't have played Woodstock 99.
Yeah, I have been following Poopies a lot on Instagram after watching Shark Week and all that. Did you guys see that Medic Mike passed away?
No.
Yeah, from Jackass. Like, their longtime medic actually died. So between him and like Anne Heche and Wolfgang Peterson and
Did you see the Anne Heche shit, dude? That was crazy, dude. Like the fucking aerial footage of them taking the body out.
No, I didn't see that.
Dude, she wasn't fucking dead, dude. She said like they have her in a body bag and shit, and they're like rolling her out. And then right when they get to the ambulance, dude, she fucking sits up and like takes the fucking like body bag off.
Wow. So and then she goes into a coma.
They fucking killed her, dude.
She was loaded, right?
They say she was loaded. Then there was also, I don't know if it's true. There's
maybe she had that surge, right? That surge that happens like right before you actually die.
They also, like, I heard somewhere that she was making a documentary about like sexual predators in Hollywood and shit. You know how most people are when they say they die. But
I had heard that, and this may be a rumor, but I had heard that Bowfinger was like the Heather Graham character was based on Anne Heche.
Possibly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but I mean, can I tell you she's been through some shit? Well, she married fucking Ellen at one point, so I imagine.
Well, dude, I'm sure she knows some shit.
I guess she was seeing Tom Jane after Hung.
I saw Principal Skinner and Mrs. Krabappel in the closet, and then they were kissing, and then a baby popped up.
That's kind of smiled at me.
And Heche was just driving, and then she went, "I'm in danger." No, dude. If you go back, look for that footage, dude. It's fucking like weird.
It's probably.
I remember that Rotten.com phase I went through. I will probably not look for that,
bro. That footage you sent of that fucking DUI, that drunk driver that hit those three guys in front of that club, dude. Yeah. And the one guy just goes, "This is like holy." Fuck.
Oh, you're talking about over the weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I sent you that footage, from Boys Down.
That's insane, dude. Like hit those three guys and they literally just like
it looks like something out of a movie, but dude, that fucking dude's like fucking 40 feet in the air and just lands.
And they slide, dude. It's like holy fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think any of them made it.
Nah. No, they said all three died.
That's insane.
I was just like, shit.
It's crazy. Like, the year of death continues, man.
Well, I told Shanetta right away. I'm like, it was a drunk driver. Because I'm like, they're in Boys Town at night. I'm like, it's all bars over there.
Why were they driving so fucking fast?
Because they're drunk. They probably fell asleep and fucking just put their foot down. You know, when you fall asleep, dude, your foot just...
That's crazy.
Pedal to the metal, dude. Just they probably didn't even know they hit anybody.
Yeah, well, that's insane. You know, I mean, look at this. Like, two big high-profile drunk driving cases, you know, just over 1 week. Like, don't fucking do it. You know, there's so many options now. And, you know,
buy a Tesla. It'll drive itself.
Yeah, that's probably true. Is that true?
Yeah, it has the autopilot.
So you could program how to get home in it.
I'm sure you could. I'm sure you just get in the car and you're like Tesla.
You like pour beer in the gas and think the car can get drunk.
Yeah, of course. Right? Oh, isn't that how Doc Brown did it? And he said, we're going, we don't need roads.
Speaking of the other high-profile drunk driving, do you see fucking Marshawn Lynch, dude?
No.
That motherfucker was drunk. Dude, he was gone.
Driving?
Yeah, dude, in Vegas. He got pulled over I don't know if you can call it pulled over. He was on the side of the road. The car was already off, and the driver's door is already open, and he was sleeping. The fucking car was missing the front wheel.
Jesus, dude. What did he do? Hit something?
He got tackled by.
They said they found the wheel like on a curb like way back.
He was like trying to get out.
No, he was just sleeping. Like the cops pull up and he was just like, "It ain't running."
Oh my god!
True, dude.
Did he throw the keys?
He's totally being fucking Marshawn Lynch, dude.
Where the keys at, bro?
Yeah, he's like, "Car ain't running."
He's like, "I just got back from a party at Lamar Odom's house."
But dude, he was so drunk. They're like, "Is this car stolen?" He's like, "Yep."
Was it stolen?
No, it's his.
So is he going to jail or what?
Oh, they pulled him out of the car and arrested him.
Wow.
But I'm sure he didn't hurt anybody. He'll just get slapped with a big fine and shit. And
yeah, but yeah, is this car stolen?
Yep.
I'm like, that's a mad answer. Because when Matt gets overly drunk, he just answers with yep. And then you might throw up pa-pow.
Kobayashi, yeah! Oh, man.
I had to listen to pa-pow for 2 hours straight one night. I was fucking crazy.
Then okay. he says, hold on, I've got to go sit in the tub. And he starts
No, water. Dude. The thing is he doesn't say anything else. There's no other words other than pa-pow for 2 hours. I had to ride the train home with him just going pa-pow. Pa-pow.
I'm like Groot.
And then we had to walk a mile to our apartment. The whole mile walk, all I hear is pa-pow. and then he'd give you the finger like come closer. And then he'd just whisper in your ear, pa-pow.
Oh man.
And then I remember he was ripping off signs off the park going pa-pow.
How do you what is it?
I'm gonna get him back one day. I'm gonna get super drunk and just lay in his apartment and go pa-pow. Pa-pow.
Pa-pow. I love it. On that note, we're going long. We're at 125, so let's cut it off. We'll So you know, go back and listen to our old episodes because that's a thing to do. Check us out at geeklifehq.com, at geeklifehq on Instagram, on Twitter, or on Facebook, geeklifehq. Thanks for listening. Check out our sponsor, whoever they may be. And we will check you next time.
Pa-pow.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles. It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists. And we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds coffee is my guilty pleasure. Bold, robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly.
Use the front door!
Oh, they're so disgusting.
Are you a fan of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic books? Then Epic Tales from the Sewers is a podcast for you. We cover the comic books, video games, movies, cartoons, and anything else turtle related. We talk about the toys, we talk about the cereal, we talk about all the fun things about turtles that we love so much. So give a listen. You can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. Check out Epic Tales from the Sewers, part of the Epic Airways podcast network. Give a listen, dudes. Cowabunga, is this podcast for you?